Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Zafira. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. You know those fairy tales where the princess meets her prince charming and lives happily ever after? Well, my story started like that. But Prince Charming turned out to be more of a controlling nightmare. I'm 8 months pregnant as I tell this story. And trust me, it's not the glowing experience I imagined. Zafira, the baseboards in the living room need another wipe down. Kevin's voice carried that familiar, condescending tone as he inspected the house like some drill sergeant. And there's dust on the ceiling fan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I waddle walk to the kitchen where my sister Lily sat, her nurse's scrub still on from her shift. She watched me with concerned eyes while I grabbed the cleaning supplies. You shouldn't be cleaning ceiling fans in your condition. Try telling that to Kevin. Everything has to be perfect for his precious business dinners. Lily set down her coffee mug hard enough to make me jump. This isn't right, sis. Remember when he made you reorganize the garage last week? In this heat? It's fine. I'm fine. The words came out automatically, but even I didn't believe them anymore. My phone buzzed. A text from Tia, my best friend since college and now a lawyer. Coffee tomorrow? We need to talk. Who's that? Kevin appeared in the doorway, eyebrows raised. Just Tia. Tell her you're busy. The house needs work before the Thompson dinner next week. Lily stood up, all 5'4" of righteous big sister energy. She's pregnant, Kevin, not your personal maid. Stay out of this, Lily. Our household standards aren't your business. I caught Madeline's eye through the kitchen window. My retired detective neighbor had an uncanny ability to show up when tensions rose. She gave a little wave and pointed to her phone. Seconds later, my phone buzzed again. "Need help with anything, dear? I made too much lasagna again." That was our code. Whenever Madeline made too much food, it meant she was worried and watching. She'd been documenting Kevin's behavior ever since she noticed my increasing isolation. Kevin grabbed my phone. "No distractions, we have work to do." He scrolled through my messages, his jaw tightening. "You've been complaining about me to your friends?" "I haven't. Don't lie to me. I provide everything for you. This beautiful house, our perfect life, a future for our child. All I ask is that you maintain certain standards." Lily started to speak, but I shook my head. After she left reluctantly, Kevin laid out his expectations for the week's cleaning schedule. As he talked, I felt a flutter in my belly, our baby girl kicking, probably sensing my stress. I didn't know it then, but this was just the beginning. The controlling behavior I'd normalized, the financial decisions I wasn't allowed to participate in.
Mr. Monopoly here! Monopoly is back at McDonald's! Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
The inheritance from my parents that Kevin invested for me, it would all come crashing down soon. But first, I had to survive the Thompson dinner and the nightmare that would follow. Looking back, I should have seen the signs. The way he isolated me from friends, controlled every penny, turned our home into a prison of perfection. But sometimes you're so busy trying to keep the peace, you don't realize you're losing yourself in the process. That night, as I lay in bed listening to Kevin complain about water spots on the shower door, I texted Tia back one word: tomorrow. I never made it to coffee with Tia the next day. Instead, I found myself on my hands and knees, scrubbing the master bathroom floor while trying not to breathe in the harsh chemical fumes. Kevin had insisted on using his special industrial strength cleaner for the Thompson dinner. "You missed a spot by the toilet, and the grout lines aren't white enough." My back was killing me, and the baby was doing somersaults. "Kevin, these fumes are really strong. Can we open a window?" "The smell means it's working. The Gordon are key investors. Everything has to be perfect. Just finish this bathroom, then you can start on the guest bath." The room started spinning, but Kevin had already walked away. I tried to stand up, but my legs wouldn't cooperate. The cleaning solution bottle fell from my hand, clattering against the tile. "What's taking so long up there?" Kevin's voice floated up from downstairs. I tried to answer, but no words came out. Black spots danced in my vision. The last thing I remember was the sound of Madeline's voice through the open window. "Zafira? I saw you wobbling through the window. Are you okay?" Then footsteps pounding up the stairs. "Oh my God, Kevin, call 911. "But the Gordon will be here in 4 hours. Call 911 now. I woke up to the steady beeping of hospital monitors and Lily adjusting my IV. The familiar lavender scent of her hand lotion was a comfort after the harsh cleaning chemicals. "You're at Metro General. You've been out for about an hour. The baby's stable, but they're monitoring both of you closely." "The dinner?" "Forget the dinner." Tia's voice. She stood by the window in her power suit, tablet in hand. "Chemical exposure, physical exhaustion, 8 months pregnant, what was he thinking?" Kevin burst in. "The Gordon canceled. All that work, wasted. If you'd just been more efficient. Step out of this room right now." Dr. Gray's voice cut through Kevin's complaints. "Your wife's blood pressure is through the roof, and we found chemical burns on her hands. She could have lost the baby." "But she's fine now, right? She can come home?" Lily stepped between Kevin and my bed. "She's not going anywhere with you." "She's my wife. Our house needs..." "Your house needs? She needs rest and monitoring. The chemical exposure. Those are professional grade cleaners. They're perfectly safe." Tia's fingers flew across her tablet. "Really? because the warning label specifically mentions pregnancy risks. Madeline took photos of all the cleaning supplies. I watched Kevin's face change as he realized Madeline had documented everything. Our retired detective neighbor had been busy. "You've all turned her against me. I provide everything for her. A perfect home. A perfect prison," Madeline said from the doorway. "And I've got 2 months of security footage proving it." My hand instinctively went to my belly as our baby kicked. In that moment, something inside me finally broke free. "Get out, Kevin. You can't... watch me." The look in his eyes scared me, but Tia stepped forward. "Leave now or I call security. Your choice." After he stormed out, Lily took my hand. "You're staying with me after they release you. No arguments." I nodded, finally ready to admit how bad things had gotten. What I didn't know then was that Kevin's controlling behavior was just the tip of the iceberg. But for the first time in years, I felt something stronger than fear, determination. Recovery at Lily's house was like waking up from a long nightmare. 3 days of peace, no inspecting baseboards, no checking for water spots. But Kevin wasn't going to let me go easily. "He's been circling the block for an hour," Madeline reported over our morning coffee. She'd practically moved in next door to Lily's place to keep watch. "And you should see what I found about your inheritance." She pulled out a folder filled with financial documents. My hands shook as I read through them. "But Kevin said the investment went bad, that we lost everything from Mom and Dad's estate." "Oh, it didn't go bad." Tia walked in, dropping her briefcase on the counter. "It went straight into his personal accounts, and that's not all. Show her the gambling receipts, Madeline." The stack of papers told a story that made me sick to my stomach. Tens of thousands lost at underground poker games. Credit cards I didn't know existed. Loans taken out against our house. "The business dinners?" I asked, already knowing the answer. "Some were real." Madeline sipped her coffee. "Most were cover for his gambling nights. The Gordon don't even exist." My phone buzzed Kevin's 20th message of the day. "Baby, I miss you. The house is a mess without you. Our perfect life is falling apart. Just come home and we can fix everything." "Perfect life?" Lily scoffed, reading over my shoulder. "Tell that to your empty bank accounts." "He's draining them?" Tia nodded grimly. "Trying to, but we're one step ahead. The accounts are frozen pending investigation." A pounding at the door made us all jump. Kevin's voice boomed through. "Zafira, stop hiding behind your sister. You're ruining everything we built." "Camera's rolling," Madeline whispered, pointing to the security system she'd installed. I waddled to the door but didn't open it. "Go away, Kevin. You think you can survive without me? I control everything. The money, the house, your whole life." "Actually," Tia called out, "thanks to this lovely recorded confession and Madeline's financial investigation, you don't control anything anymore." His voice turned sickly sweet. "Baby, you know I love you. Everything I did was for us, for our family." "The gambling debts were for our family?" Silence. Then, "Who told you about that? Those lying friends of yours? They're just jealous of our perfect life." "Perfect?" I felt my baby kick, giving me strength. "You almost killed your child with cleaning chemicals. You stole my inheritance. You..." "Shut up!" He slammed his fist against the door. "You ungrateful! Step away from the door," came a new voice. "Police department." Madeline smiled. "Right on schedule." Through the window, we watched the officers execute the restraining order Tia had fast-tracked. Kevin's face was a mask of rage as they escorted him away. "This isn't over," he shouted. "You're nothing without me." But watching him drive away, I realized something. I was more myself than I'd been in years. And tomorrow, when we presented our evidence in court, Kevin would learn exactly who was nothing without whom. The next 2 weeks were a whirlwind of courtrooms and revelations. Sitting there with my support team, watching Kevin's perfect facade crumble, was better than any cleaning product commercials before and after reveal. Account statements show systematic withdrawal of the inheritance funds, Tia presented to the judge, beginning 3 years ago, shortly after their marriage. Kevin's lawyer shifted uncomfortably. My client was managing joint assets. Managing? Madeline's documentation appeared on the courtroom screen. These bank records show transfers to known gambling establishments. Mr. Barker's casino alone received over $200,000. The real Gordon, I whispered to Lily, who squeezed my hand. Kevin's face had lost that smug confidence I'd known for years. He wouldn't look at me, instead staring at his expensive watch, probably another purchase from my inheritance. Furthermore, Tia continued, we have evidence of psychological abuse, financial control, and willful endangerment of a pregnant woman and unborn child. The judge's gavel came down hard. Everything happened fast after that. Restraining order made permanent, divorce granted, full custody of my unborn child awarded to me, Kevin's assets frozen, my inheritance to be repaid in full. But karma wasn't finished with Kevin. Your gambling debts have been called in, Madeline informed me a week later. We sat in my new apartment's sunny kitchen, no harsh cleaning chemicals in sight. He lost his job when his boss discovered he'd been lying about those business dinners. He's facing bankruptcy. And the best part? Tia added, bouncing my two-week-old daughter Emma in her arms. Those underground poker games he frequented? His fancy watch got stolen at his last game. The one thing he kept from all this mess. How do you know that? I asked. Madeline winked. I still have friends on the force. They said he tried to file a police report but couldn't prove ownership. Apparently the receipt was in his wife's name. I looked around at my support team, my real family. Lily arranging flowers in a vase. Tia singing softly to Emma. Madeline checking the security cameras she'd insisted on installing here too. The apartment wasn't as big as Kevin's showcase house, but it was clean without being pristine, lived in without being perfect. Last I heard, Kevin was living in a studio apartment, working an entry-level job to pay off his debts. His perfect life had shattered like a dropped wine glass on his precious hardwood floors. You know what Emma said yesterday? I grinned at their confused faces. Emma was definitely too young to talk. Okay, she didn't say anything, but she gave me this look that clearly meant, Mama, you're doing great. She's right, Lily said. Look at you now, successful business owner. That was true. I'd started a home organization company, teaching people how to maintain clean, healthy homes without obsession or harsh chemicals. The irony wasn't lost on me. To karma, Tia raised her coffee mug. To friendship, added Madeline. To freedom, I said, looking at my daughter. And to never letting anyone dim your shine. The sunlight caught the edge of my new bookshelf, highlighting a thin layer of dust. I smiled and left it there, perfectly imperfect, just like life should be. This story hits close to home for many of us, and I have some questions. What would you do if you discovered your spouse had not only stolen your entire inheritance, but had also been lying about where they spent their evenings? While Zafira chose the legal route with her support system, would you have exposed the gambling addiction publicly to warn others? Or handled it privately through courts like she did? Would public exposure help protect others from similar scams? Or would private handling be more strategic for securing your financial recovery? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I'm really curious to hear your perspective on this. Would you prioritize warning others or protecting your case? If you enjoyed Zafira's journey to freedom, don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to catch more stories about strength, survival, and sweet revenge. Turn on notifications so you never miss an upload.